All right, this morning our chapel is going to be based on Luke 1, 26 to 38, the appearance of the angel Gabriel to a young woman named Mary. And we're going to be following our theme of big questions. Professor Naumann pointed out in a chapel address that what God did at Christmas is incredible. And do you remember the Latin? Cradle, I believe, the creed. And then the prefix is not. Incredible, unbelievable. But it's with a positive sense. It's something so wonderful that it can't be. Christmas is incredible. And this is reflected in the Virgin Mary's big question when the angel Gabriel came to her. How can this be? God prepared Christmas 4,000 years before Jesus was born when he promised the seed of the woman that would crush the head of the devil. And 700 years before this, Isaiah prophesied of an incredible sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. And so 2,000 years ago, God sent the angel Gabriel to a young woman in the backwater village of Nazareth in the northern province of Galilee, far from the temple and the priests in the city of Jerusalem. The angel Gabriel greeted Mary, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." Mary's reaction is predictable. She is troubled at the appearance of the angel. Remember, the first thing angels usually say is, "Fear not." But she was also puzzled why Gabriel, the angel from God, would greet her in this way. And so Gabriel announced the wondrous, incredible news. You shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. But even more incredible, this little baby would be the descendant of David, the fulfillment of God's promise of a king who would establish an everlasting kingdom. But remember, Mary was engaged. She was not yet married. She was still a virgin. How could she possibly become pregnant and bear a son? So again, at Christmas, we see this incredible miracle unfold. A virgin conceives and bears a son. How could this be? The angel's answer was one of those big answers. With God, nothing is impossible. This miracle would be the work of the Holy Spirit. And that's why we confess in the Apostles' Creed of Jesus, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. So Gabriel said to Mary, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born of you will be called the Son of God." Incredible. This baby born of the Virgin Mary would be the eternal Son of God. He would be the Holy One. In human form, Emmanuel, God with us, would suffer the punishment for our sins during his 33-year life here. Incredible that God would send his only son to suffer and die, not just for our sins, but for the sins of the entire world. He would be that scapegoat that would take upon himself the iniquity of us all. Mary's incredible baby would be the Holy One of God. He would be the Son of God. Jesus is the eternal Logos, the Word. He existed in eternity, but he left his throne on high to be born of a virgin and to suffer and die at the cross. Mary would be the Mother of God. Incredible, impossible, but God did it. The Christmas story, the message of the angels this Advent season, reminds us that in our human existence today, because of Jesus, born of the Virgin, with God, nothing is impossible. But maybe the most incredible thing of this account is that Mary believed the message of God. She believed the impossible. She believed the incredible. And so she said, "Let it be to me according to your word." And our Advent celebration, our Christmas celebration, reflects these same words. As in humble faith produced by the Holy Spirit, we say, "Let it be unto me according to your word." And yet today, there are many things that cause us to say, "How can this be?" There are things that we encounter in our life that are impossible. But Christmas reminds us that with God, nothing is impossible. Christmas is incredible. We confessed last night in the church service, in the words of Luther's explanation of the second article of the Apostles' Creed, "I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord." What an incredible message of love and salvation and life. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. We conclude our service with the beautiful reflection of Luther's explanation as we sing hymn 384, stanzas 1 and 2.